A scene not made. A week from 34, your wits and ends get tied like flies. Winona's casting lines, hoping to reel in something she can save. She tries to catch her mother at this age, already hitched and stitched and wanting more than what her roles required. Winona tries, but draws instead a memory like a boot. The front porch, summer. Mrs. Stone in slacks, church shoes, some crab shack shirt. She's breaking in the shoes or pacing, thin-skinned, overbrowned, with sunken features like an apple doll. She waits for Mr. Stone, or anyone. Her brow says, well. Her feet, though, hammer home the sure counterpoint. No sign of him. Winona stays inside, but looking out the window. In another century, this room would be a drawing room. The stones don't have a name for it, all shades of green, the carpets, moldings, drapes, just hideous. Winona drives a stagecoach up and down the walls. Her right arm swings and skirts the sill, defying gravity. Patience, for her, is just a vehicle borne on by whim. This is before she knows the difference between a noun and verb, but knows enough to figure something isn't happening. There's music in her mother's brooding pace, and in Winona too. The motors hum, dissembling their silence like a slip that zips to hide a cushion's ugly pattern. Still, girl world safer, she can turn around. To drive is hope, and hope a push light driving. From floor to wall and back, she drives to coax the meaning from the motion, saying yes and almost singing, surface, surface, surface.